But I wanted to start this off by asking you, what is hope? No matter like what Google search you use, it's like Google or Wikipedia or Safari, the Bible, maybe TikTok or YouTube, depends on the person. You can ask them what hope is, but every answer will be different because hope is different for everybody. Hope is something that each person individually chooses to invest in, and they all invest in different things. Now, I recently just turned 18, so I have to choose what I need to invest my hope in as well, but that's one of the bigger decisions that I have to invest in. Because turning 18, I have other decisions placed in my hands, some that affect the greater good and the general population, like who I should vote for president to run the entire country, or how early is too early to buy a lottery ticket. Really just depends on the person. But when investing my hope, that's, instead of more importantly, I need to figure out how I can be someone to invest hope in and how I can create hope in the world myself. I grew up in Todd County, which is a generally small town in Kentucky, which you guys know because you live here too. So I noticed that poverty is actually an issue here. And in my leadership clubs, like Beta and 4-H, we do different fundraisers and organizations and activities to help raise money for those in poverty. Recently, through Beta Club, we did a Beta Barbie breakfast to help raise money for the backpack program in our high school, which is like a backpack so they put food in to transfer to people in poverty and the students. So basically, I just try my best to attend to any or a fundraiser or organization that can help with poverty, to try to enforce the idea of hope into people who struggle and like help them realize that their futures can get better. I also try my best to treat everybody in the school system the same, no matter what their differences are, because if you keep enforcing them that they are the same, they'll have confidence and hope that they can live and grow to have a successful future and be just as successful as they want, really. I also am a senior in high school right now, so the topic of my future has been heavily discussed and debated amongst myself and my parents. I've decided to go into the medical field as either a nurse or a doctor, probably a nurse I'm leaning towards. But the main reason that I want to do this is just because people in the healthcare profession can really instill hope in other people by showing them that life does get better. One of my main goals is I want to be in the NICU, which if you don't know what that is, it's for like premature babies or babies who are born ill. And I really just want to be able to go into the NICU and then help someone who almost would not have a chance at life to have a life and be able to grow up and live a future. And by doing that, I can instill hope in like the community and other people that healthcare professions can create hope in the world. And another thing is that hope is not only created by humans themselves, not just humanity for each other, but like another thing that can create hope is our freedoms that we have. Our freedom of speech is a main one, because with our freedom of speech, we are able to express our ideas and our opinions as we please. And by doing this, a lot of our greatest successful like world history events have come from the freedom of speech. One of the biggest ones is like slavery. With the freedom of speech, they were helping to abolish this. And freedom of speech really just allows anyone who wants to express their ideas and their beliefs. And overall, the best ideas and beliefs will be the most successful. And with our successful ideas, the world will become a better place. So people will have more hope in our society and our world as a whole. Well, that's all I have for you guys. Thank you.